A 25-year firefighter veteran had a warm surprise after what he thought was going to be a normal workday. Mark Wiebe, the senior captain at the Owl River Fire Hall, received the 2021 Lac La Biche County Fire Rescue Peer Recognition Award on March 8. After a ploy to circumvent Wiebe from getting any wind of the award, the fire staff secretly invited his family members and threw a small celebration for Wiebe, said John Cocotillo, the manager of protective services and regional fire chief. He had no clue. We arranged for his family to show up at 6:30 p.m. and had a little get-together. For Wiebe, it was a welcome surprise that he is grateful for. It was a well-executed surprise, it was a huge honor to be recognized and I appreciate the award very much, said Wiebe. The fact that the award comes from the fire staff who Wiebe says he shares the award with, it makes it a shared opportunity to recognize all the work each staff member does. It makes the recognition that much more special knowing that your peers, the people you work alongside of, are taking note of your efforts. I might have done it for more years than a lot of them, but they're all very deserving of the recognition, not just from their peers but from the community as a whole, said Wiebe. Building Teamwork the award, for which Wiebe is the second recipient to receive, was exclusively selected by the 62 firefighting staff members throughout the department. Cocotillo says it's meant to not only allow members who work side by side to recognize exemplary service throughout the department, but to build teamwork. It's very important because we work as a team. When you're selected, it shows that you're doing a good job. All of our fighters, as far as I'm concerned, deserve this award, but those that go that extra mile and extra step are recognized by their peers. Although the administration wasn't involved in the selection process, Cocotillo says over the years he's seen just how far Wiebe is willing to support the department and the community. Mark is very level-headed, he's intelligent, puts a lot of thought into what he's doing, whether he's applying his skills to fire prevention programs or using his years of carpentry skills in the department, says Cocotillo. He's a master carpenter and he constructed our sprinkler protection unit trailers, from the interior to shelving. It was meticulous and well-designed. He's got those characteristics and qualities too, Cocotillo says, adding, Wiebe also has training responsibilities as a senior captain. For this year's recipient, it's all about giving back to the community, alongside a team that represents valor and dedication to serving the fire department. Inspiration for Wiebe comes from those he works alongside. From the time and effort staff put into training, honing their skills and jumping into service when someone in the community is in need. They jump out of bed, drop whatever they're doing and head to a call. Over the years, Wiebe's two sons, 18-year-old firefighter Garrison Wiebe and 15-year-old cadet Gregory Wiebe, have also joined the service, which he says he hopes is a decision that is indicative of his own efforts. I hope so, that would make sense, that they recognize that it's important to give back to the community and want to do the same. More awards coming overall. Cocotillo says recognizing staff at any level is vital to having a positive, effective team. Later this year, the department plans to recognize all members who have reached a milestone in their firefighting service. It's good for morale and we all have to show how appreciated all our staff are, even if it's a small gesture, it matters.